From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, prosecutors filed for a warrant to detain the police officer who closed the case of a woman who went missing in Jeju Island 3 months ago. A special counsel team wraps up its investigation into allegations against former President Yoon Suk-yeol, his wife, and key officials. And heatwave warnings are expanded as Typhoon Seodel heads toward China and away from the Korean Peninsula. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Choi. A body found off the coast of Jeju Island is believed to be that of a woman who went missing in Jeju City 3 months ago. Prosecutors have formed a team to look into the situation and file for a warrant to detain the police officer who closed the case on the missing woman. Our Bae Ju-yeon has more.
Around 10:30 Monday morning, Jeju City Police found a body along the seashore near the city's Hallim Township. They haven't identified the person or determined a cause of death, but they believe it's 37-year-old Jang Mi-ran, who was last seen in May. For now, they don't suspect foul play. Prosecutors requested a pretrial detention warrant on Monday for a police officer who allegedly closed Chang's case prematurely after falsely claiming to have contacted her and deleted the records from the computer network. The move came a few hours after the officer, surnamed Pu, was released from jail after a court ruled there were no grounds for a warrantless arrest. Police and prosecutors are conducting a joint investigation, but their work faces considerable obstacles since they can't view footage from any of the 118 public CCTV cameras that may have captured Chang's last movements. That's because all the footage was deleted after the retention period passed. Meanwhile, on Saturday, a man in his 60s was found dead 51 days after being reported missing in another case Pu closed. Bae Ju-yeon, KBS World Radio News.
A second round of special counsel investigation centering on former President Yoon Suk-yeol, his wife, and key officials has wrapped up after an 180-day run. While the probe uncovered additional information about Yoon's short-lived martial law declaration and the relocation of the presidential residence, some questions remain unanswered. Rosenbach has the story.
On Monday, a special counsel team led by Kwon Chang-young announced the final results of the investigation it wrapped up the previous day. The probe started in February with a mandate to address allegations that three previous special counsel teams couldn't thoroughly explore. A total of 58 people or organizations have been brought to trial as a result, and seven people have been indicted while in custody. One of the team's key achievements was to delve into allegations surrounding the relocation of the presidential residence, leading to the indictment of former Interior Minister Lee Sang-min and former Presidential Chief of Staff Kim Dae-gi for allegedly misusing state funds, as well as former First Lady Kim Gon-hee and People Power Party lawmaker Yoon Han-ho. In connection with the 2024 martial law declaration, the special counsel indicted former President Yoon and former National Security Advisor Shin Won-sik over alleged orders to circulate messages to allies, including the United States, justifying martial law. Kwon also proposed the establishment of a permanent special investigation unit to continue the probe, warning that pro-insurrection forces could attempt another coup if given an opportunity and might succeed next time.
수사를 하면서 여러 가지 얻은 정보와 첩보를 정확히 보면 내란 세력은 그렇게 생각하고 있다고 합니다.
According to our investigation, the insurrectionists think those we've indicted so far are only a small fraction of the total, and that they still retain significant influence. Given another chance, they could attempt another insurrection and succeed this time.
다시 내란을 일으킬 수 있고 이번에는 성공할 수 있다.
He stressed that the 180-day probe faced limitations and proposed a permanent special investigation unit involving multiple agencies to conduct a long-term systematic investigation. The National Office of Investigation under the Korean National Police Agency has taken over the unresolved cases. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
The heat wave that had briefly eased returned on Monday, with Seoul seeing another tropical night overnight, 9 days after the previous one. According to the Korea Meteorological Administration, heat wave warnings already in effect in Chungcheong and southern parts of the country were expanded at 11 a.m. to eastern Seoul, southern Gyeonggi Province, and eastern parts of Gangwon Province. Tropical night advisories are also in effect particularly in urban and coastal areas, as daytime heat lingers into the night. Despite the passing of Choseo, the traditional seasonal marker signaling the end of summer heat, the late summer heat wave is intensifying as the North Pacific high-pressure system expands over the Korean Peninsula, bringing in hot and humid air. Meanwhile, four typhoons are moving northward simultaneously over the northwestern Pacific, with Typhoon Caudal, the 18th named storm of the season, increasingly likely to head toward China rather than the Korean Peninsula. President Lee Jae-myung has accepted Justice Minister Chung Sung-ho's resignation. Presidential spokesperson Kang Yoo-jung announced the president's decision on Monday, 6 days after Chung tendered his resignation, citing health problems and the finalization of key legislation to revamp the prosecution. Chung had previously expressed his intent to step down on various occasions in public. With the justice minister stepping down, two posts have been left vacant in the cabinet, along with the post of SMEs and startup minister. Kang said the government will swiftly pursue follow-up appointments to avoid any disruptions in state affairs. Wage jobs for South Koreans in their 20s and younger fell by 76,000 in the first 3 months of the year, marking 14 consecutive quarters of decline. Meanwhile, the total number of wage-earning jobs stood at 20.82 million as of February, up 292,000 from a year earlier, according to data released Monday by the Ministry of Data and Statistics. By sector, the findings showed jobs in health and social welfare increased by 127,000, 59,000 more jobs were added in accommodation and food services, and jobs in the professional, scientific, and technical services sectors rose by 37,000. By age group, jobs for people in their 40s declined by 19,000. On the other hand, wage jobs for people age 60 and older increased by 233,000, driving the overall increase, particularly in health and welfare services, manufacturing, business, and rentals. Illegal imports of weight loss medications into South Korea surged in the first half of the year, with more attempts to smuggle in the drugs via direct personal purchases through overseas websites. The Korea Customs Service said Monday that it caught 4,155 cases of unauthorized imports of prescription weight management drugs such as Mounjaro and Wegovy from January to June. The figure is 3.5 times the 1,189 cases detected for all of 2025. Since the drugs were introduced in the country, illegal imports have been rising rapidly from 4 cases in 2024 to reach a cumulative total of 5,348 cases as of the end of June. By contrast, only 596 shipments cleared customs through licensed importers over the same period. South Korean badminton star An Se-young has claimed the world championship title for the second time in 3 years. An, the women's singles world number one, defeated number two ranked Akane Yamaguchi of Japan 21-17, 21-14 at the 2026 BWF World Championships final in New Delhi, India on Sunday to take home the gold medal. This comes a month after she paused international matches due to a left foot injury. An's first World Championships title came in Copenhagen in 2023, making her the first South Korean singles player to achieve the feat. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen.
KBS World Radio.